back in 2011, there was a TV commercial for a national store which showed a young boy waiting for Christmas to come. As the great day approached, the boy displayed signs of increasing impatience and frustration as time seemed to drag slowly by. And he tried all sorts of ways to speed up time, even a Harry Potter-type spell to make the clock go faster, but all to no avail. Eventually, the great day arrives, and the little boy leaps out of bed and then walks past the presents he will open later and delves into the hiding place where he has hidden the present he has bought for his mum and dad, and proudly walks into their bedroom to present them with the gift. It's now clear that the lad was waiting impatiently to give his gift rather than to receive the gifts of others. And then the tagline shows up, "Gifts you can't wait to give." Isn't that what this season is about? It's about waiting in expectation, but it's also about giving. And I don't mean the material things that we give and receive from one another, rather like Tom Lehrer's account of Christmas. Relations sparing no expense will send you some useless old utensil, or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. For the Christian, the words of Jesus ring very true. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now we're talking here about acts of love, of kindness, of service and care. Now you don't need to wait to give these gifts, because they are more than just a Christmas present.